Somebody says, well, Brother Martin, that sounds all well and good. I'm just all kinds of encouraged. But we have a major problem here. You see, I'm born again. I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. However, this tongues thing you're talking about, well, I just don't know how to do that. Well, that's not a problem. I can't fix it, but God sure can. Not that anything's broken. But when I was raised in church, we didn't believe in that stuff. Man, we didn't believe in praying in tongues. We didn't believe in any of that. We didn't believe in the gifts. It was always, well, if it be thy will. We actually taught against tongues. And they came. That changed for me, man. I'm sitting in church services, and I'm seeing people get healed. I'm seeing things happen that I was told don't happen, and I'm thinking, all right, something's going on here. They're preaching Jesus. They're preaching born again. I'm following along in the Bible, and they're not preaching anything out of the Bible that's wrong. And I'm seeing these things happen. It's like, what's the deal? Well, they kept teaching, and I began to realize, oh, okay, there's a connection between this and the Holy Spirit. So I began to listen, and I began to receive more teaching. Now I decided, you know what? I want to walk that path. I want to have access to that kind of power. Even if it never fully manifests in me, I still want to at least have a chance. And so I asked the preacher a few questions about it, and he said, well, you know, come on up when the service is over tonight, pray for you. And sure enough, praise God, he prayed for me, got filled with the Holy Ghost, praying in tongues, hallelujah. And I didn't fully understand about praying in tongues. I just knew, you know, now I'm one of them. Then found this set of tapes that my mom had by this guy named Dave Roberson. Walk of the Spirit. 4 tapes. Changed my life. Not only did he explain that you should pray in tongues, but he explained what happens when you pray in tongues. And I thought, well, for crying out loud, he's going right along with Scripture here. Everything he says is right here in the Bible. How come nobody told me this before? Find them and slap them is what I'm... Anyway. Yeah, in love, glory to God. So I decided, I can't lose. I can't lose. So I just started praying in tongues. And the craziest thing began to happen. People started getting healed when I prayed for them. It's like, wow, this is kind of cool. Did you all see that? I prayed for them and they got healed. It's me. Well, you kind of get past all of that, you know what I'm saying. But anyway, things began to happen. And it's all because I was praying in tongues. And I would then begin praying for people to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And, well, if you want to get filled with the Holy Ghost, receive your prayer language, come on up. People come up, you know. But the problem was, everybody else in the church would come up too. And I'd be trying to pray for the people, and the folks around would be saying, hold on, turn loose, hold on, come on, brother. Grabbing their jaws and flapping them around and everything, and scaring these people. And I don't blame them. I almost got scared and left myself, and I was a preacher. And I'm thinking, this ain't happening. Half the people weren't getting filled with the Holy Ghost. So I'm praying and said, God, what is the deal here? He said, look, there's a lot of confusion in the body of Christ about this. You need to share with them. And so he began to share with me what I needed to share. See, when you pray in tongues, you have to make a decision to move your own mouth. The Holy Ghost is not going to put you in some kind of headlock and grab your face and do things and make stuff come out. It's not like that. You have to make a decision to move your own mouth, to move your jaw. You have to make a decision to move your own tongue. You have to be the one that takes in a breath and releases it as sound across your vocal cords. You have to be the one to make the decision to take a step of faith and start, and I'll say it like this, speaking sounds that make no sense to your mind whatsoever. You think, well, I'm trying to talk baby talk, or, you know, it doesn't sound like it's supposed to, or whatever. But you have to take that step of faith to do that. But then what happens is, the Holy Ghost, I mean, guys, this is a miracle. The Holy Ghost literally moves upon you. Now, you may or may not feel anything, but He moves upon you. And when He does, He creates this sound as a language. And it's coming out as a language that's been birthed in heaven. You can't make it up. Your brain's telling you you are. But you're not, because in faith you've chosen to receive this. And then you open your mouth and you begin to release it. Now, if you're here today and you're saying, you know what, I'd like to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm born again. I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. But I'd like to be filled with the Holy Spirit so I can pray in tongues and experience this kind of faith walk that you've been showing me from Scripture. And then I want to conform more to the image of Christ. I mean, if that's you and you're here and you'd like me to pray with you, if you'll come on up here right now, I will pray for you. Anyone at all. Anybody. I can remember when I was in a church service, man, and there's a whole lot more people than this here. Praise God. Anybody else? Those of you that are watching, if this is you, then what I'd like you to do is just imagine you're here and that I'm ministering to you in the same way I'll be ministering to him. Praise God. Now, here's what I want you to stand right here and face me. I don't want you to face them. You know, I'm better looking. Now, you've heard everything that I've shared. And I'm going to pray with you here. And I'm going to lead you in a prayer, kind of like the prayer people lead you in to get born again. But this is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And at the end of that prayer, when I say, in Jesus' name, amen, and you'll be repeating after me, I'm going to start praying in tongues. And then you just start praying in tongues too. Now, it may not sound like me, and that's okay, because it's whatever the Holy Spirit will be working in you. That's all that matters. And in your mind, you may be thinking, man, I don't know, is this really God? Well, you're here to receive from God. So, yeah, it's God. So don't hesitate. Don't get nervous about it. Don't think, well, you know, I can't really say anything. Yeah, dude, just let it flow. Just let it flow, okay? Now, as I lead you in this prayer, everybody else out here is going to be repeating that prayer too in support of you, okay? So let's pray. Hallelujah. So let's pray this after me. Dear Lord Jesus, You are my Savior.
You are my Savior.
And I thank You that I'm born again.
And I thank You that I'm born again.
And right now, Jesus.
And right now, Jesus.
I ask You to fill me with the Holy Ghost.
I ask You to fill me with the Holy Ghost.
And I receive this, Jesus.
I receive this, Jesus.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I receive You into my life.
I receive You into my life.
And I ask You to give to me.
I ask You to give to me.
The miracle gift of speaking in tongues.
The miracle gift of speaking in tongues.
I receive this gift from You.
I receive this gift from You.
And I thank You for it.
And I thank You for
in
it.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Keep praying. Just keep praying. Now, you just keep praying in tongues while you listen to me. One of the things that the devil would want to do is lie to you and make you think that this is not of God, but it is God. And so one of the things very critical for you is that when this service is over, as much as you can this afternoon, spend some time praying in tongues, because what will happen is the Holy Spirit is going to continue to work, conferring in you that this definitely is of God. And then as much as you can from now on, spend time praying in tongues, because the Holy Spirit then is going to work that edifying work, building you up on your most holy faith. Praise God. Now, that's something I want to give you. Don't run off. This is for you. This book was written by that man right there, Dave Roberson. This is the best book you're going to find anywhere on this planet when it comes to explaining what praying in tongues does for you. He even shares about how it's changed his life and how he was introduced to praying in tongues. I want you to take this book. It's our gift to you. And you read this, all right? And as much as you can, you get back to more of these services so we can continue to edify you and stand with you, all right? All right. Praise God.
Thanks,
man. Hallelujah. And for those of you who are watching who maybe were filled with the Holy Spirit at this time, if you'll use our the Contact Us feature at the website, send me an email. We'll send you one of these books. Be our gift to you. No charge whatsoever. Praise the Lord.